show that those present are Senator Ray, Senator Kelly, and Senator Fakes. The first bill up is Senate Bill 156. We have a proposed CS rules that Senator Lyson has worked up for us. Senator Lyson, would you tell us what you're trying to do here?
Madam Chairman, honorable members of the Rules Committee.
Oh, jeez.
No. Whatever it is.
Bribery?
Well, after reviewing that amendment was made in the House and the Senate Finance, it's rather ambiguous. It doesn't really do what it intends to do, so the proposal of committee substitute rules really is more definitive. It says, in fact, that the transfer hatcheries can be transferred either a regional hop-coder association or a non-profit private association if approved by the regional court, the regional association within their region. That was the thrust of the original amendment. We didn't quite get to there with that language and the finance rule. So it doesn't really change anything, it just clarifies it.
Any objections to calendaring the CS rules for 156?
Enabling legislation. Nothing's going to happen. Just
not this year.
In the future.
I know what this does.
Senate Bill 156 will be calendared where it goes from there is anybody's guess.
All right, thank you.
Senate Bill 264.
I've got one question, Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
Didn't the House pass the bills over to us already?
What?
It's to dealing with the Anchorage Airport.
No.
You sure?
Yes. We try to watch for that. We do have one on the calendar just like that, but I'll tell you when that's occurring. Well, I'll get to that when it comes. Senate Bill 264 and Senate Bill 266 are companion bills. The DOTPUF wants to do a $28 million renovation to the International Airport at Anchorage. In order to do that, they want to increase the limit amount on the airport bond sale from $34.8 million, which is currently the statute limit, to $62.8 million. Any objections to calendaring these two bills?
I'd like to put an amendment in stating that no general funds will be used at any time for Anchorage Fairbanks International Airport.
I don't think they are now.
Oh, yes, they have been in the past. A couple of times they've reached right in there and gobbled up about $8 or $10 million. Just thought I'd bring to your attention.
You know, what you're precluding then is anybody from Anchorage Fairbanks taking capital funds to approve their airport. That's what you're precluding.
You shouldn't have to. Airport itself is, it should be self-sustainable.
Right. And it is, and they can show that this will be also.
No, but you understand what I'm saying, because
I understand
they went in there, and they went in there, and they took $10, $12 million right out of the rest of the state's deal. And use the international airport. Or put one in there, if they use international airport, if they use general fund monies, then it must be paid back. I know, I didn't figure it would be very salutary to you people. I just thought I'd bring it up.
Any objections to calendaring 264 and 266? Okay, hearing none. That's fine.
It doesn't mean I'm not going to amend it.
That's fine too. Senate Bill 269. This bill by the governor ratifies the March 16th royalty oil contract for Chevron. Any objections?
Yes.
I shift it.
Calendaring?
Yes.
Well, Madam Chair, we move it to the bottom.
They both ought to be there.
Bottom of the page.
Where's the Tesoro contract?
They're set in finance.
They're
in finance.
Madam Chair, I move SCR 18 to the bottom.
The only thing I'm asking is why did you just in finance bring up one and not the other?
It's my understanding that one of the co-chairmen of finance had asked specifically that the Tesoro contracts be held. There's nobody wants to bring them up. This particular person does not want to bring them up at this time because of some hassle with Charter Oil, and that they feel that because of the lawsuits with Charter Oil and the amount of money that Charter Oil has taken from the state, and that there is some question about how much of Tesoro Charter Oil actually owns, they want to investigate it longer and keep it longer.
Okay. That's all I want.
Can we calendar Senate Bill 269?
you can count it, but I have to say that I pass, because Chevron Oil is, contrary to all of their statements, they are still in a, in my estimation, collusion with Standard Oil to keep the price of their products high in Southeast Alaska. They're in competition, but it's funny that they're so non-competitive that the prices would be the same, and always have been. They're right, Jenny.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 18. This resolution requests the governor appoint a task force to assess state policy in contracting, local hired, and small business advocacy.
What's the fiscal note?
No fiscal note. Should be one, shouldn't there? You had, no, you don't have this. Maybe Congress had this bill.
I move the calendar, Madam Chair.
Sure.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 18 will be calendared. Hearing no objections. Senator Kelly, Senate Joint Resolution Number 20 is one that has passed the House. The prime sponsor of this resolution has asked that the Senate version do go to the floor for a vote. This bill is currently before, there are two bills currently before Congress that would allow for the continuation of the tax-exempt mortgage revenue bond program. Any objections to calendar? Senate Joint Resolution 20 will be calendared. House Bill 118, this bill would allow the Board of Game to eliminate by regulation for no longer than a year the $25 tag requirement for taking a brown and grizzly bear by residents. It is to be used as a game management tool to control bear predation on the moose population. The department estimates that the revenues lost will range from $0 to $4,000 per year. This is to control people, bears in people's yards in populated places, because right now the bear comes, they don't have a bear tag, they can't shoot the bear. Any objections to calendaring 118? Hearing no objections, Senator 118 will be calendared. House Bill 125.
Sure.
I have trouble with this law. The reason I have trouble with it is right now, in case of emergencies, weather, health dangers, or whatever, and schools close down for a day or two, the days have to be made up so that the school is open 180 days a year for attendance of children. What this bill does is that when an emergency is called and the school is closed, there will be nothing, there will be no substitute day required. I object to calendaring it also. This is a House priority bill.
I don't. I move the calendar.
House Bill 125 will not be calendared.
It seems to me like it's politically motivated to vote as vote against the Democratic sponsor.
What?
Well,
oh, I don't have any.
Obviously, Madam Chair.
Yes, Senator Kelly.
If since this bill passed the House, a national report has come out which indicates that our schools aren't doing real well these days, and one of the reasons is because they're not sending a school long enough. Is that enough said, Senator?
Yeah. Senator Kelly, and as a former teacher,
not often, always every.
As a former teacher in the Anchorage School District for 10 years, I don't think we go to school long enough the way it is, and I don't think we need to. The teachers already get enough time off. As far as I see, this is another holiday for the teachers. House Bill 125 will not be calendared. House
That's
Bill,
not my position.
No, your position
it's
is
less,
quality education.
Yeah, it's less time for the students to learn and assimilate.
My position is to calendar.
You want us to bring it up on another day when you have more people here that may be persuaded to your position?
No.
No.
You feel strongly about it, too.
House Bill 163.
Will be counted.
Well, let me see what it is. Oh, to interfere with a person lawfully engaged in hunting or fishing. Very good. Any objections to calendaring 163? 163 will be calendared. House Bill 274. We have a gentleman in the audience that can explain 274 to us if you would like to have that explanation.
I think we ought to know.
Calendar.
Calendar 274?
Yeah. How many years?
We know all about it.
How many years?
No, calendar.
Any objections to calendar 274? Hearing none. Yes, I would like that newspaper. Thank you very much.
I'll take mine.
Brief recess, the Senate Rules Committee.
I see it too.
Yes.
I think it has to be. What's it supposed to read?
I don't know. Where is it?
Are you in here, Jan?
I think that's what it is.
The Rules Committee will come back to order. We are looking at House Bill 281.
Move
this bill?
Move it.
Any questions?
Wait a minute.
employer may be required to pay the employee a penalty if he doesn't pay it in time. The payment of wages.
Is there anything retroactive about this?
No.
Oh, no.
Okay, yeah, that's wrong.
What do I know? It's been said anything about retroactive.
No, it's fine. It's a clean bill. Any objections to calendaring House Bill 281? Hearing none. House Bill 311 is the next one up. Increases the amounts paid to workers who are injured on the job under workman's comp. Risa King is here from Alaska General Contractors. If you have any questions about the bill, this bill was worked out between labor and the contractors and management.
Do you object to it?
They like the bill, right?
Yes.
Any objections? House Bill 311 will be calendared. House Bill 381, statewide price for salmon. Establishes a procedure for determining the statewide price of salmon. Sponsored by the House Special Committee on Fisheries. There are two fiscal notes included.
You know,
no, can I make a comment first?
Yes, Senator Ray.
You know, I get letters from my constituents and some people in Southeast that go to Bristol Bay, and they complain bitterly about the fish processors that come in with one day, one year, and then they owe the fishermen money, and then they just go out of business and come in up the next year with a different name, and it's the same guys, and they just don't pay. Do you know that?
No.
Yeah. No. It has to do with federal banks. Oh, excuse me, federal banks are bankruptcy clause.
Objection to calendaring House Bill 381. In the Finance Committee, Senator Mulcahy told us it's basically a technical bill in nature, and they're just trying to set down some specific procedures that are actually being done.
What's that?
381. House Joint Resolution 38. Is that what you're on? Yes. Senator Kelly? No objections to calendaring House Joint Resolution number 38.
Let's see what they want us to do with it.
Fully supports all efforts to market North Slope natural gas. I believe our Resources Committee, didn't our Resources Committee fix that?
Oh, here it is.
Yes, they did.
That's what I want.
There you go. And the Finance Committee fixed it too.
Which finance efforts?
6183 is the latest version.
Takes one to know one.